ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
Peter here. Onomatopoeia lesson 17. The sound is the word is the sound. Noisy eating in Japanese.
Sakura desu. Konnichiwa. Hello everyone. This is Sakura.
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com's Onomatopoeia series. In this series, we're exploring the world of Japanese onomatopoeia.
There are two types of Japanese onomatopoeia, Gionggo and Gitaigo.
Gionggo are the true onomatopoeia that mimic sounds, just like our English onomatopoeia. For example, chirp chirp.
Chun chun.
Z, as in the snoring sound. That was awful.
難しいよね。グーグー。
In Japanese. We covered this in Onomatopoeia Lesson 16. Now, Gitaigo, on the other hand, describe a situation, feeling or state using sound, such as
Gusuri, as in Gusuri nemuru.
To sleep soundly. Gusuri was also introduced in Lesson 16. We hope you'll join us for this enjoyable ride into the wonderful world of Japanese onomatopoeia. Without further ado, let's get into this lesson. In this lesson, you'll learn some onomatopoeia that express the action of eating.
Such as don don, gatsu gatsu, perori, and pero pero.
So, Sakura-san, can we hear them in context?
Okay, I'm going to read some passages that include this lesson's target onomatopoeia. さあ、どんどん食べろ。男は犬の前に大きい肉を置いた。犬はその肉をガツガツと食べ始めたが、すぐにペロリと食べ終わってしまった。犬はいつまでも皿をペロペロと舐めていた。
Now the translation. All right, eat up, the man said, putting a large piece of meat in front of the dog. The dog began to greedily devour the piece of meat and quickly finished it off. The dog went on forever, licking the plate.If you've ever had a dog, I'm sure you can relate to this somehow. Anyway, there are four onomatopoeia phrases in this passage, right?
はい。
They are?
どんどん食べる。
To eat up or to eat a lot.
ガツガツと食べる。
To greedily devour.
ペロリと食べ終わる。
Easily finish it all off.
ペロペロと舐める。
To lick. First, let's take a look at どんどん。Don don is used in a situation where something happens continuously or rapidly, one after another. This can be used with other verbs too, right?
はい。Like, どんどん安くなる。
To get cheaper and cheaper.
いいですね。いいですね。
いいですね。
はい。
I can think of one example sentence.
はい。
アメリカドルはどんどん安くなる。困ったな。The American dollar is getting cheaper and cheaper. What should I do?
I'm sure some people might say,円はどんどん高くなる。困ったな。
The yen is getting more and more expensive. What should I do? Okay, what was the sentence you read at the beginning?
さあ、どんどん食べろ。
All right, eat up. Come on, eat a lot.
なんか、when you're invited to a friend's house and friend's mother is cooking, she might say, さあ、どんどん食べてね。
Kind of like, don't hold back, eat a lot.
そうそうそうそう。But 食べろとは言わないね。Eat like ordering だから食べろはね。
That's a good point. As the master was speaking to the dog,、the master was using 命令形 like orders.
Yes, そうだね。
Okay, on to the next onomatopoeia. What's the second onomatopoeia?
ガツガツ。
In context, please.
犬はその肉をガツガツと食べ始めた。
The dog began to greedily devour the piece of meat. ガツガツ refers to the action of devouring something.Or the state of being hungry and wanting to eat. It's used with the verb 食べる, to eat, or する, to do.
Right. ガツガツ食べる, or ガツガツと食べる, mean to eat like a pig.
Or to scarf, to gobble down, to devour, or to greedily eat, to put it more politely.
Polite. When I hear ガツガツと食べる,I picture a person who is absorbed in eating and is eating with really bad manners. ガツガツと食べる。
Ah. You often see it in manga, right?
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
Like ガツガツ. Someone will be eating, like, they'll have a pose with his elbow up and food coming to his mouth and ガツガツ.
そうだね。
Okay, next we have?
ペロリ, as in すぐにペロリと食べ終わってしまった。
He quickly finished it all off. ペロリ can refer to the action of licking something. but it also refers to eating something up very quickly without any trouble, as if one just licked it up.
You can repeat the first pero part twice and say pero pero nameru.
As mentioned in some previous lessons, repetitive onomatopoeia indicates a continuous action or state. So basically, perori is to lick once, whereas pero pero is to lick multiple times. Pero pero describes the action of someone, a person or animal, licking something. It's often used with the verb nameru, to lick. Okay? Sample sentence, please.
犬は皿をペロペロと舐めていた。
The dog was licking the plate.
I think that ペロペロ and ペロリ describe the actual licking sound.
Like...
そうそうそうそうそう。あ、上手ですね。
I can't believe that I just did that, but I think you get the point. And hopefully you're not traumatized from that.
But I think that the sound is ペロペロ。We also have a pero pero candy. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Can you guess what it is?
A sucking candy.
そうそうそう。Lollipop みたいなね。
Ah.
そう。ペロペロ。It's a giant lollipop ね。And it's on a stick. It's like チュッパチャップスなんだけど。I think the most typical ペロペロ candy, like the one you imagine straight away, is it's a round, but it's thin. わかる?
Round and thin.
It's not like a ball, but it's thin and it's round.
The yogurt drops?
Eh? 何それ? It's like a coin.
Ah.
With a stick.
Yeah, lollipop.
あ、そう? Lollipop? チッパチャップスとかボールタイプでしょ?
Yeah.
So, ペロペロキャンディっていうと、コインの形を。
And it has like the swirl.
あ、そうそうそうです、そうです。
Okay. Now, we just learned onomatopoeia that express the action of eating. Sakurada-san.How do you describe this action in Japanese?
Goku.
Goku describes the sound you make when you gulp something. How about this sound?
Goku goku.
Goku goku is used with the verb nomu to drink and refers to the action of drinking something quickly. Sample sentence, please.
喉がカラカラだったので水をごくごく飲んだ。
I was really thirsty, so I gulped down the water.
Actually, カラカラ。As in, 喉がカラカラ is also onomatopoeia. カラカラ indicates something is dried up.
So literally, 喉がカラカラ means I have a dry throat.
そうです。
And it means I'm thirsty.
喉がカラカラ is I'm thirsty. お腹ペコペコ is...
That's the famous one. My stomach is empty or I'm hungry.
You can say, お腹がペコペコだったのでご飯をガツガツ食べた。
I was really hungry, so I wolfed down the meal. Okay, let's recap the usage of the words we looked at in this lesson. We're going to do this with sample sentences. Sakurada-san, お願いします。
はい。The first phrase is, どんどん食べる、to eat a lot. さあ、どんどん食べてください。
Eat up, eat a lot. What's the second phrase?
ガツガツ食べる、to eat greedily. ガツガツ食べないで、ゆっくり食べなさい。
Don't scarf down your food.Eat slowly. The third phrase?
ペロリと食べる。To gobble up, to finish up food easily and quickly. 小林くんはホットドッグを10個ペロリと食べた。
Mr. Kobayashi easily finished off 10 hot dogs.
10個。10個はすごいですね。
But actually, that's not that many for if we're talking about the Mr. Kobayashi.
ああ、ね。The ね。
The.
The.
And of course, we're referring to the famous Kobayashi-san, who's a professional contest eater.
そうです。
And has done well at many eating competitions.
そうですね。
Probably most well-known is the Nathan Hot Dog Eating Contest held in Coney Island. Okay, lastly.
ペロペロ舐める、to lick. 子供がチュッパチャップスをペロペロ舐めている。
The child is licking a Chupa Chups lollipop. So, Sakurada-san, have you used or heard any of these phrases recently?
そうね。そうですね。ああ、私の娘が、my daughter がね、スプーンをペロペロ舐めていました。She was licking the spoon and I told her not to. ペロペロ舐めるのやめなさい。Stop, やめなさい。Stop it. お行儀が悪いですよ。That's bad manners よ。
ああ、懐かしいな。I remember doing that myself.
本当。
The peanut butter, you take a spoonful of peanut butter.
うわー。
Peanut butter lollipop.
おいしいよね。
mm. Okay, that's all for today. Remember, learning onomatopoeia is essential for greater fluency and for taking your Japanese to the next level. Be sure to stop by the website and pick up the lesson notes. There you'll find a detailed write-up of this lesson. Also on the website, you can access some of the previous lessons. With a basic or premium membership, you can access all of the audio and lesson notes from this and other series. You can find out more information by visiting JapanesePod101.com.
お待ちしております。